And a fine Tuesday. Tuesday. It's Show Me Your Titties Tuesday. Welcome to Faded Lick. Tuesday tossings. Tossing what? Off? Towards you? Around? On the floor? On the ground? You know, that's one of those weird... some of the things that people have come up with, tossing off, come on. You know, jerking the chain, I can see. You know, I can see some of these things have just gotten funny. I just can't believe it. Sebastian Blick, hanging out with you, doing the Fade to Blick thing, holding down the fort until Thursday when the wife comes in and we do the buzz. So be ready. Be informed. Be ready. Be there. Be there or be a rectangular, octagonal something. So, 82 degrees, scattered clouds in Spring Vegas. It's nice outside. It turned out really nice today. As you know, the past couple days has been dreary, bullshitty, nasty crap. You know, it's one of those deals. So, one of those things. 713-955-0395. If you want to get a hold of me. Enjoying my tea for the afternoon. I'm one of those people, I drink coffee a lot of the day, but then I have to like stop about midday and I have to have tea. I have to have either hot tea, some kind of just tea of some kind. I don't know if that's just like Southern genetics or what's going on. I don't know. So, you know, we do live in the middle of the, you know, nothing, in the middle of nowhere. And because of that, we have storms. So, keep a heads up. We're into that time of year. So, if you got a weather radio, use it. If you don't, get one. You know. Or hang out, listen to me. I'll tell you. Because if there's a tornado, I'm going to freak out. Trust me. It's my nature. Just the way it is. Yeah, we're supposed to be getting it like Wednesday. I think we're supposed to get it. We may get a little shower or something. It's kind of like doing that look like it's going to do something thing, but it's not really that bad. I don't think so. So, how the hell is everybody? I just want to know. So, if you haven't gotten your people together and gotten them on to visit with us, Sebastian Blick and Lady Ba. Actually, it's, bring it up, it's the buzz. The buzz with Blick and Ba. I'm learning, okay? Good grief. Doing my likes and all that stuff on Fartbook. Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know. I've been looking at the news and just kind of going over stuff and looking at stuff. You know, even if you're the first lady, they say, you know, I can't wait to do this. Or I can't wait to whatever, you know, after I'm president. But, you know, it never ends. You're always surrounded by presidential security. You're always going to be protected because you're always going to have somebody that doesn't like you because, well, you're just who you are because that's just the way it is. So being normal after you get out of the White House, I don't know how that can be. I don't know how she can plan on working that out. I'm curious to know. And if she ever gets a chance to email me, please, you know, I hope she does. I would enjoy it. I'd read it and I'd be like, whoa. I actually got a letter from the First Lady. Interesting. You know, and getting anything done when you're surrounded by 35 people, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I posted something yesterday on the Buzz page that I thought was hysterically funny. 21 girls who don't know what eyebrows are supposed to look like. You'd think that after a certain period of time that these people would figure it out and see what eyebrows were supposed to look like. You know what I'm saying? Because they're supposed to look a certain way, and if you can't get to do it yourself, if you can't make them look right, then you need to find somebody to help you. You know what I mean? That's just what I'm saying. Whew. Got warm in here. I closed the damn window because there were kids. Damn kids running up and down the street being loud and rowdy. Making their cars do that noise. I can't believe. Speaking of cars and noise, anybody else sad about the Top Gear thing? I am. My favorite show on BBC. You know, the guys, the other two guys, Hammond and May, are selling some motorcycles. If you guys, anybody's interested in buying classic cycles, they're getting ready to sell some classics. Like, I think James May had an Indian he was getting ready to get rid of, like an old original Indian. So, pretty cool. I thought it was. I've unliked their page. I've unliked. The heck was that? Hang on just a second. I'm going to. I wonder if it's this Yahoo. I don't know. I couldn't tell. I don't know. That was really kind of strange. It sounded like somebody tried to drive through my frickin' house. Might kind of piss me off. You know? So, this lady got her car, bought her a brand new car, right? So, she's distraught because she's got a brand new car, thinks the world of it, right? Of course, you know, it is a Ford. I'm sorry. I don't know how she could think it was that big a deal. But they stole it, and she thought that it was gone forever. And they found it, and they had actually pimped her ride for her, put it in a stereo and done all kinds of cool shit to it. So, you know, in other words, she actually got good karma, sort of, out of that, I think. I don't know. I don't, if that's what you'd call it. So, you know, I sit around and I read the news and I look at stuff. And what really cracks me up about this one, this guy was just trying to be nice to his kid, okay? He was trying to do a very, very nice dad thing and built this kid a fort. Built him a really kick-ass fort out of boxes. He apparently got in trouble. Got a ticket for it and was told that he needed to take it down. What? The kids too. I mean, you're going to take this kid's fort away. The kid's 2 years old. Because it's in violation of building codes. Are you kidding me? Really? I mean, really. 3.5 and 2, his kids. He just decided to collect some boxes and, put it all together and put it to, and give it to his kids. And all of a sudden, these guys, this kid, the dad's in trouble because he built the kids a fort. All right, guys. Utah guys, you those of you who are running the show in this town in Utah, here is a big hearty blick. Fuck you. You suck. How's that? You suck. Just saying. I had to throw my 2 cents in there on that one because I mean this is bullshit. It really is. It really is stupid. Because this poor guy was just trying to build his kids a fort, give them something to do with their, spare time, imagination, so they could go out and play. And they get told that they're in contempt of building codes. Okay. Right. Yeah, I just don't know. I can't figure it out. Why people come off with these silly, just these silly rules that, they're thinking that, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. It just surprises me. It really is. That people have that much, they have to be in that much people's business. Give the guy a break. He was just trying to do a nice thing. He was just trying to be nice to his boys, and instead he gets threatened with a ticket and to get taken to jail, and that's a bunch of shit. I would have to be standing up and pissing and throwing a fit about that one. Just saying. About 14 after. Sebastian Blick hanging out with you. About an hour, I'm thinking. So, I'm going to throw in a little music. I thought I would, just because. So, I'll be back very shortly. So, you're listening to Fade to Blick, the Tuesday Toss edition. 713-955-0395. Give me a holler. Yeah. Little Aerosmith. I always like Aerosmith. I'm a big Aerosmith fan. Well, as if anybody had ever seen me before out live, couldn't tell you. Yeah. For sure. For sure. Sebastian Blick on Twitter, if you want to get me there. Sebastian.Blick over on Yahoo. SebastianBlick1. And The Buzz with Blick and Ball. Those are the best ways to get a hold of us, as I learned to speak correctly again. 713-955-0395. Just another day in paradise. Living the dream, don't you know? You know. I want a bus like that. Nikki Six has got a badass little bus he's out riding around on right now. One of these days, I'm going to have somebody that'll drive it the whole nine yards. It's going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. There we go. Doobie doobie doo. Da 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 da. La da 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 da. Yeah. You know, I don't know. I was looking at stuff the other day, and I want one of those little hot tubs, but I don't know. After dealing with one a while back, they're okay, but they're not that great. They just aren't. They aren't that grand. They're nice if you've got like 25 of them and you stack them all up, you know, out, you know, on top of your house and you're watching a movie like that one, you know, commercial, whatever. But as far as just having one, I don't know, man. Oh, my God. Yep, that's my wife. Totally. I'm telling you what. Do-do-do-do-do. Yeah. You know, I was thinking about this. Did anybody ever see the experiment the guys pulled with the McDonald's hamburger that never disintegrated? There were two of them, actually. One of them, these two guys, I guess, were in college. They got one. They left it, and they let it sit. There was one old boy that said that he had one stashed for 15 years. 15 years. And this thing never broke down. Does that give you any idea what it's doing to your ass when it goes through? You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. That's just the way I look at it. I don't know. So, you know. Ouch. Yeah, did anybody else catch that? The guy, he had his Jeep up on the lift. The guy, the tow truck guy, was getting ready to snag his Jeep. And the old boy jumped in it and started it up and drove off. He drove off of the lift while he was, well, not while he was, but when he had gotten jacked. I mean, they were getting ready to take his car, you know? I thought that was crazy. I was like, this is just insane. This guy's nuts. He's like, but his response was, they're sharks, so I put it in drive. You know? So he just jumped into his Jeep, drove his Wrangler off the tow truck, and off he went. Uh-oh. The creepiest answer of all time on Jeopardy was last Friday. The link, I'll come up with the link. I'll post, as a matter of fact, I'll probably copy and post the link over on to the Buzz page. So, Buzz with Blick and Baugh is the page, and probably here shortly after the show, I'll have it up and listed what the creepiest answer in the multi-decades of Jeopardy. This person won the record. I tell you what. Oh. You know, what's everybody think about the Apple Watch? I've looked at it. I've seen the commercials. I've thought that it might be kind of a neat fashion accessory / semi-productivity piece of equipment, because I don't think it's going to be super productive. I mean, it'll be okay, but I think in the long run, you're probably going to want your pad or you're going to want your tablet, something that's going to give you more power. I don't think the watch is going to, it's going to be good for notes, reminders, step counting. You know, there's just little things like that that it'll be good for. But I don't think going overboard and saying, you know, it's the be-all, get-all. It's like the Dick Tracy watch. You know, you can talk on it. You can, you know, send pictures and whatnot. But how big and powerful can a watch be? I mean, really. The watch itself is maybe just a little bit even smaller than a standard oversized Intel chip. So you're looking at, you know, a $500, probably $600 investment that you're going to use 1, 2, 3, I'm counting, maybe 3 times every other day in a week at the store. Maybe. Although, I don't know. My wife's, I don't know. 713-955-0395. It's the number here. You can always give me a holler. You know, and if you've got any thoughts or ideas or any of that kind of stuff about any of the stuff we talk about on the show, feel free to chime in. Any of the chat areas that I normally have. The BT side is open and running. CS Live side is running. And you can always catch me over on Facebook. I mean, really. Or on Twitter. So, any one of those things, you can always catch me in one of those spots. So, I'm going to cut away for just a couple minutes. Just, you know, because I'm throwing a little tricky stuff in here. Just doing, you know, eventually we'll probably have it more music than talk. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Till then, Sebastian Blake, you're listening to Fade to Blake, the Tuesday Toss, 713-955-0395. I'ma be. I'ma be on the next level. I'ma be rocking over that bass treble. I'ma be chilling with my mother crew. I'ma be making all them deals you wanna do. I'ma be up in them A-list flicks, doing one-handed flips. And I'ma be sipping, don't trip, cause I'ma be shaking my hips. You gon' be licking your lips. I'ma be taking them pics, looking all fly and shit. I'ma be the flyest chick. I'ma be spreading my wings. I'ma be doing my thing.
Do it.
Okay, I'ma swing it this way. I'ma swing it that way. It's Perky Ferg, I'ma be here to stay. The 21st century till infinity.
I'ma be.
Rich baby, what?
I'ma be.
The shit baby, check me out.
I'ma be
on top, never stop.
I'ma be.
Look at her.
I'ma be.
I'ma be the upgraded new Negro.
I'ma be the advanced brother with soul. I'ma be worldwide, international. I'ma be in Rio, rockin' Tokyo. I'ma be brilliant with my millions. Loan out a billion and get back a trillion. I'ma be a brother, but my name ain't Lehman. I'ma be a bank, I be loaning out steaming. Honey's in debt, they be bouncing them checks. But I don't really mind when they bouncing them checks. I'ma be stick with the flow and the goal is to rock the whole globe. I'ma be the future, I'ma be the whole reason why you even wanna come to a show. You can see me while I'm rocking and I'm kicking out a dough. I'ma be up in the club doing whatever I like. I'ma be popping that bubbly, cooling and living that good life. Oh, let's make this last forever. Party and we'll chill together. On and 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 on. I'ma be rocking like this. What? Y'all niggas want to talk shit? What? Why don't you put it on the blog, nigga? Rocking like this is my job, nigga. We can't help that we popular, and all these folks wanna flock to us. Come to a show and just rock with us. A million plus with binoculars. I'ma be living that good life. I'ma be living that good, good. I'ma be living that good life. I'ma be living that good, good.
Doobie doobie doo, doo 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 doo. Do me, do me, do. I don't know. So I'm just looking around at stuff, just checking out the various insides and outsides and whatnot, and what's going on. The Wells Fargo employee who emailed his CEO asking for a $10,000 raise for his colleagues, well, he quit. What? Why? When the, how is that stick-to-itiveness, man? Come on. You know? That's the way I look at it. Where's the stick-to-itiveness to that? He decides he's going to, like, you know, get 10 grand in a raise for his employees, but then he quits. How's that? How does that show any kind of backbone? It doesn't. It just doesn't. It's a bunch of bullshit. Just saying. That's all. You know. Do 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 do. You know, the four billionaires that are saying, four billionaires say big change is coming to the USA. Well, if they would give me, each one of them would give me a third of their wealth. Okay, figure this out. Four of them. Each of them gives me a fourth. That'll give me 100, and they've still got money. There's a big change. I would take over as being the rich guy, the big badass, the guy that's got all the money. You know what I'm saying? And I think in the long run, I would probably do okay with it because I would be a philanthropic kind of guy. You know? Yes, I would probably go out and do some, you know, partying stuff and, you know, that stuff that you do when you got a lot of money. You have a big party and you invite all your friends over and you buy all the beer and, you know, you're that guy. Everybody and their dog loves you. You know? You know. But I would also at the same time give away, you know, give away a bunch of it. At least a bunch of it. You know? You know. It's just the way I am. Let's see here. Oh, about 38. Yeah, we're just a few more minutes away. 713-955-0395. Sebastian Blick doing Fade to Blick, the Tuesday edition. Give me a holler.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs, and a bathroom I can play baseball in, and a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
What you need?
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit, and a big black jet with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been done.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. My star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me.
So how you gonna do it?
Gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleach blonde hair. And well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I wanna be great like Elvis without the tassels. Hire 8 bodyguards that love to beat up assholes. Sign a couple autographs so I can eat my meals for free.
I have the quesadilla.
I'm gonna dress my ass with the latest fashion. Get a front door key to the Playboy mansion. Gonna date a Santa phone that loves to blow my money for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with the bleached blonde hair. And we'll part out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of the Zoo Zoo. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. We're gonna sing those songs that offend the senses. Gonna buy my pills from a best dispenser. Get washed up singers writing all my songs. Let's sing them every night so I don't get them wrong. Well, we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars, the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with the bleached blonde hair. And we'll part out in the private room with the latest dictionary of the Zoo Zoo. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star.
Sebastian Blick, Fade to Blick Tuesday afternoon, 3:38 here in Spring, Vegas. Lovely, lovely outside. Nice and breezy, the sun's come out. So this guy wrote a letter to his about his wife, his stay-at-home mom wife, and said, out of all the things that I can't afford you. Now, I know full well in my soul what would happen if I was to do that. You know, as a matter of fact, I wonder, let's do something fun here. Let me see what I can do here. You know, I'm curious to know if I, what exactly, here we go. Here we go. Doobie-doobie-doo. Let's see here. Here we go. All right. Let's see how this works out. Because I'm curious. I'm curious to know how this goes. Ah, it's ringing. Really?
Hi, thank you for calling John Q. Hammond, Hotel Management.
You've
reached the voice box of Lisa Love, Administrative Assistant.
Nope.
I'm unable to answer your call.
Nope. That's sad. That's too bad. That's too bad. Because I was curious to what her thought on that was. That's just no good. Yeah, I find that that would be a very, I don't know, man. this guy's just brought basically a shit storm down on his head, because he's basically called all the stay-at-home moms worthless. And he tried to backpedal and be like, well, I didn't mean it that way, or to devalue the, you know, devalue the housewife, you know, whatever. Give me a break. Ridiculous. It's true. Yeah. I try to come up with some of the new stuff. So I guess firefighters are trying to sink a nuclear submarine because it's on fire. How responsible is that? When in doubt, catches fire, it's a nuclear sub, let's just sink it. Put it on the bottom, fuck it. You know, if I was the head of the military, the Army guys, well, the Navy guys, and they said, we've got a submarine on fire, and we need to decide what we're going to do. We think we should sink it. I'd look at them and I'd say, have you tried putting it out yet with a hose? Like, just, it's a submarine. It's a contained vessel. Just stick a hose in one hatch. Pump water in it. Just as much water as you can shove in that thing. Until it comes out the other end. And then you've got it fixed. The water takes care of it instead of sinking it, you know? It just doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know. Just me. Just do. Here we go. We're going to try it again. Just because. I want to see how this goes. Really?
Hi, thank you for calling John Hammond's Hotel Management.
That's just not right. I tell you what. I'm going to have a talk with her about that shit. You know what I'm saying? I guess. And because, you know, my wife is the bad girlfriend, let's just go ahead and do one more song just for shits and grins. Sebastian Blick, you're listening to Faded Blick, the Tuesday edition, 713-955-0395. You're feeling and witnessing the beginning of coolness.
I'm not
713-955-0395. Sebastian Blake doing the Fade to Blake Tuesday toss. Tomorrow will be the Wednesday wank, I think. We'll see. I don't know. If you have any suggestions, Sebastian.Blick at Yahoo, Sebastian.Blick1 at Facebook, or The Buzz, or Buzz with Blick and Baugh on Facebook also. You can get a hold of us there for any questions, comments, suggestions, or just general topical stuff. So, until tomorrow, tomorrow morning, more than likely, I am Sebastian Blick, not believing in a no-win situation, always forging forward into the dark. The dream begins here. Hang on tight, because we're only going up. Until tomorrow, Blick it up a notch. Love your neighbor because, well, your neighbor may have cookies.